The mob got dangerously close. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A stunning revelation during Thursday's broadcast hearing into the January 6th assault on the Capitol. House committee members presented evidence that rioters got within 40 feet of then-Vice President Pence. An informant also revealed the Proud Boys were willing to kill the vice president because he refused to buckle to President Trump's pressure to overturn the election.
Advisors to Mike Pence worry that the scheme to intervene on January 6th by lawyer John Eastman could have dire consequences. Former federal judge Michael Luttig warned Pence that an effort to tilt the scale toward Mr. Trump would plunge the country into what he termed a revolution. Another warned that states weren't on board. Eastman argued that Pence had parliamentary muscle in the joint session, even though previous vice presidents rejected such tactics. But Pence's counsel testified that Eastman apparently wanted two sets of rules, and a special one for Trump.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The Golden State Warriors do it again.
It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world.
That call on ESPN as the Warriors win their fourth NBA championship in 8 years, downing the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6 of the finals. A deadly shooting Thursday night at a church near Birmingham, Alabama.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting. Three people were shot. Two people are deceased. One person is being treated for an unknown injury at a local hospital.
Vestavia Hills Police Captain Shane Ware says they caught the shooter, but no word why that person opened fire at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. On Wall Street, stocks reversed course and plunged on fears the Federal Reserve's large interest rate hike won't tame inflation. The Dow dived more than 700 points to close below 30,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is defending his decision to be the only state in the country not to pre-order COVID vaccines for toddlers as government agencies weigh their approval.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says shots for children 5 and younger against COVID will be available in Florida, but the state government will not provide them. In comments Thursday, DeSantis said local health centers and pharmacies will have them, but Florida stands behind its health department in not recommending the shots for healthy kids age 17 and younger. An FDA advisory panel has given its okay to Pfizer's and Moderna's shots for kids. The cabinet agency and the CDC must still sign off. If they do, the vaccines could be given starting next week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The water plant in Montana's largest city is pumping again after historic flooding along the Yellowstone River forced the city to shut it.
The city of Billings, Montana, says its water plant is back to full capacity and that residents can resume normal usage after shutting down its treatment plant in the surging Yellowstone River that tore through Yellowstone National Park and wiped out miles of roads and untold numbers of bridges, destroying or swamping hundreds of homes in surrounding communities.
Governor Gianforte has declared it a disaster. We've mobilized the Montana National Guard.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen on relief efforts. No one hurt or killed. Killed by the record flooding. That's now receding, with park officials saying that the northern part of Yellowstone will not reopen to the public this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Ripley's Believe It or Not is denying claims that Kim Kardashian damaged Marilyn Monroe's iconic Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress when she wore it to the Met Gala. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.